Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rob Woodward. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball four. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Grubb moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Lemon moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Boggs goes all the way around to score. Buckner moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Tony Armas. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell takes first base on ball four. Bill Scherer now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Greenwell moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. Easler moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Lyons steals second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Lyons tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Lions scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Greenwell now playing right field. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gedman strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Carey now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first, with Woodward covering, for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett is walked intentionally. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodward juggles the ball. That's an error on Woodward. Lemon moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy O'Neill now pitching. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-5 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Lawler now pitching. Mike Greenwell now playing left field. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-4 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.